This is an update in my continuing coverage of fast radio bursts, or FRBs, a strange phenomenon that, like Boyajian's star, likely has a natural origin. But the activity of alien civilizations as an explanation is scientifically on the table. For the backstory, check out my first video on the subject from January of this year, link in the description below. In my first video, I mentioned a possibility that the FRBs could be artificial beams used to power light sails. A new paper has come out, authored by Manasvi Lingam and Abraham Loeb, both of Harvard, link in the description below, that fleshes out that possibility and reveals some rather stunning details on what could be going on here. Now, the scientists are very cautious in the paper and note that given the strangeness of FRBs, ideas such as alien technologies being the source are worth considering, but let's not go overboard. Now, as usual, FRBs are highly likely to be natural. We've seen weird radio signals from space before, such as pulsars, that were originally thought to be alien beacons, but turned out not to be. And the discovery of an advanced alien species has never happened before, so until we see one, we don't have much to go on regarding just how we'll ultimately detect them. And, given that, any artificial explanation for a phenomenon is going to be very broad. You can use it to explain just about anything, so great care and skepticism is called for whenever considering an alien origin for something. But the reason aliens are on the table regarding FRBs is because there are some very odd coincidences going on with these things, as detailed in the paper. The first has to do with energy. If an alien civilization were using beams to power light sails, it seems likely that they would harness the power of their star to provide the energy needed. That means you need a certain surface area to collect up the needed solar energy. Now, we know that whatever is emitting the FRBs seems to be small, which is one of the really intriguing aspects of them. There really aren't a lot of small radio-emitting objects in the universe, and while FRBs are consistent with an artificial origin, they are not consistent with magnetars or pulsars. That narrows things down a lot. In the paper, assuming that solar energy is being used and the star is similar to our sun and the source is within the star's habitability zone, the energy falling on a planet about twice the size of Earth would be enough to power the sail. So an alien race with a super-Earth exoplanet could be the source. The second coincidence is temperature and engineering constraints. A transmitter of any type is a physical object and cannot escape the laws of nature, no matter how advanced a species would get. Metals are metals and they will melt if they get too hot. This puts engineering constraints on how you can build a powerful enough radio transmitter needed for solar sails. As it turns out, whatever is emitting the bursts seems to be consistent with a water-cooled system, once again consistent with a planet about twice the size of Earth. Another thing that might be consistent with an alien source for FRBs is not so much the surface of a planet, but an orbit around it. A variant of the Dyson sphere idea, sometimes called a Stapledon Dyson sphere, would involve an array of solar collectors arranged in a swarm in orbit of a planet. Usually we think of the Dyson swarm idea as being a phenomena around a star itself, but it doesn't have to necessarily be so. Orbiting a planet but pointed at the star would do as well. The third coincidence involves the sail itself. Now, what sort of solar sail would you get out of this apparatus? It would have to be meaningful to bother constructing a solar collection apparatus this big. But it turns out that you'd get a really impressive sail, actually. With that available energy, a payload of 1,000,000 tons is possible. That's plenty for what you would need for an interstellar sublight passenger spacecraft, or even an intergalactic generational type of ship. In other words, we're talking Battlestar Galactica rather than an unmanned small probe. One thing that works against FRBs being of alien origin are the estimates of how frequent they are and how that impacts the amount of at least Kardashev Type 1 civilizations that are present in any given galaxy. The paper establishes an upper limit on that, which is quite high, about 10,000 per galaxy. That seems a bit implausible, but the researchers also note that that number could drop if not all FRBs are of alien origin, or civilizations could be setting up multiple beams, etc. One of the problems so far in studying FRBs has been that they tended not to repeat until now. A repeating fast radio burst known as FRB121102 has been identified. It has helped clear up how far away FRBs are, this particular one being very far at 5.5 billion light years away. But the problem is that when you look to see what the source is, there's nothing there. Now, it's possible, perhaps even probable, that FRB-121-102 is some sort of active galactic nucleus emitting radio waves, but is either too dim to see in visible light or obscured somehow. But it does offer a nice starting point for radio astronomers to get to the bottom of the phenomenon. Only time and more observation of FRBs will yield a better picture of just what they are. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently with a new book coming out. It's called Supermind and explores the consequences of superintelligence, the post-human age, simulation theory, and about every other odd theory I could fit in it. And be sure to check out my other books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.